بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. إذا شرف ودار شيخ خير الحكيم محمد أخطر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. The title is يا إن عام آه سهر ديكته يا إن عام آه سهر ديكته مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں یا انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا باخبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں جسے آپ کا باخبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمانوں کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں بفرت محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم بفرت محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں بفرت محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر فاروق عثمان ہے در، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر، تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں، تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں، جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلے، جو جالے پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالی پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ، ملائک سے بھی فوک تر دیکھتے ہیں، جو جالے پہ صلے اعلیٰ کہہ رہے ہیں، اے اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dala Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Awak Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Dr. Saab Nawar Allah Marqadahu has just put it so beautifully, that what is the sign of Iman, that who Allah Ta'ala made the means for us to get Iman, which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala Himself mentions in the Quran Kareem. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That the greatest favor Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did after giving us life, that is to teach us Iman. And Allah Ta'ala made us in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of all ummahs, because of the greatest Nabi, Hazrat Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person who realizes this favor and realizes what ihsan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, then a person just wants to give his life towards Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a person will only understand this in the company of our pious and righteous elders, that will make us realize that how we should endeavor and build this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only a person will appreciate this great ni'mat of Iman and being in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that day and night, and particularly in the night when Allah Ta'ala wakes us up middle of the night, A person will be begging and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me the true obedient slave of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give me the opportunity to be present right at the footstep of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says, a person who's crying for this, then all of a sudden he sees, like a dream has come true, ye in aam ahai sahar dekhte hai, that I see this great, great blessing that Allah ta'ala has blessed me with, which I was crying for day and night, particularly in the nights at the time of tahajjud. Allah ta'ala woke me up. That deep sigh I used to take, ya Allah, I am that rotten servant of yours. I am not worth being in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but your kindness, you have chosen me, O Allah. Let me be your obedient slave by following your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give me the opportunity also to be present at the Rozai Park of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat says that all of a sudden you see that now you are at Rozai Park, and you realize this is not my effort, this is not my money, it's nothing. It is only the special mercy and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says here, this is only the special gift of Allah ta'ala, and Allah has allowed us to cry at His threshold, middle of the night, and a person is begging, and now he sees Madina ki sham wa sahar dekhte. All of a sudden I'm witnessing the beautiful the environment of Madinatul Munawwara, whether it's the nights of Madinatul Munawwara, whether it's the early morning, tahajjud time, what an atmosphere there. A person realizes, how am I here? As our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, when you put your foot at the Haram Sharif, at the Mataf, then you think, ya Allah, am I really here, or am I seeing a dream? Is this a reality? It's only by the favor and only by the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then right to be at our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who goes with this proper framework. And as Hazrat teaches us, it shouldn't be like myself, haj karke aya, lekin habi haj karna nahi sika. That we went for haj also, and how many times we went, but we still didn't even learn how to make haj. And then it shouldn't be that we remain in the slumber, and Allahu Akbar, that our kafan is ready also, lekin abhi marna nahi sika. That kafan is ready and they are about to put us, but we haven't learned how to die. So we have all this Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and thus we learn from our lovers, the lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is from our, we have to go up the ladder from our shaykh, our mashayikh, and then get an idea how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had great love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person won't be just saying, I want to go to Medina Sharif, but that eagerness and that real desire to be in Medina Sharif at the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, when you realize this reality, who is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We won't even get an iota of the reality of that. But Hazrat says, whoever sits in the company of the friends of Allah and get an idea who is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you'll understand, jisse aapka ba khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. That whoever I have seen, that who comes to have an idea, iota of your marifat, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person really comes to know of you, then you see him totally unaware of everybody else. Nothing else in the world, no other lifestyle, no other way of life ever appeals to him. He doesn't even look askance, and he always looks at the beautiful lifestyle of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which so beautifully Allah ta'ala has made it so easy. Qul in kuntum, O my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are my beloved. So tell all my slaves, if they also want to become beloved, then very easy, fattabi'uni. And that's supposed to be a natural thing, Allahu Akbar. So beautifully Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the whole ummah that it's natural that we should be loving Allah ta'ala, that Allah gave us our existence. Allah is seeing to us every split second, giving us our oxygen, our food, everything. So that's a natural thing, you should be loving Allah ta'ala. And then you should be naturally loving me, because Allah is the beloved, and Allah has made me His messenger, the greatest of all. and Allah has made me His mahbub. So isn't it that you should be loving me? So it is definitely the condition of iman. If our true love is not for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we can never become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully, that to become a lover is very easy. Any person, rich, poor, however you look to be a lover, for example, you love a rose. No matter how you look, you can love a rose. But to be a beloved, you need qualities. And myself, if we just ponder, خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ نُطْفَ, Allah Ta'ala says, we created you from the dirty, filthy droplet of sperm and the dirty water. So where have we got any qualities? Myself particularly minus. So where can we ever be a beloved of anybody? Of our mashayikh also, we can never be their beloved. But Allah has made it so easy that just follow in the footsteps of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah won't just make us close to Allah, will make us His beloved. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala will forgive all our sins, all our past life that we were lost in the filth and dirt of any other way of life besides the beautiful sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it's even our own customs or anything. Then a person, when Sahaba Rajnam realized this, and when the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the sign of iman, penetrated their heart, and they were told that leeka is haram, they didn't wait a second to even ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can I take that gulp that I got in my mouth, can I take it down my throat? They spat it out. They didn't say, like today we'll say, boycott the products of the enemies, but I still got so much stock of all the coke, can I first sell it? No, they got rid of it immediately. And they knew that what sacrifice outwardly it looks, it's not even an iota compared to in reality what Allah is going to give us. So when a person realizes this, then you won't think twice, let me take out all the wrong things I bought, all the wrong things in my life. And then Hazrat says, when you become the true slave, ghulami se tere ghulami ka rutba, malaik se bhi folk dar dekhta hai. That when we see your true slaves, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what position they have achieved. That so beautifully, Allama Busayri rahmatullahi alayhi in his kasir, Kasira Burda says so beautifully, bi akramir rusul kunna akramil umam. Because we are the ummatis of akramir kareemo ki kareemo. That the most honorable of all the honorable great personalities, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most honorable of all of them, and Allah chose me and you to be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this nisbat, this connection, if we don't uphold it, then it is only my own detriment and my height of stupidity. So when a person realizes this, then you see even the malaika are envying. Look at these people. Are these angels or we angels? That how tooth and nail Sahaba radiallahu followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we can just follow in the footsteps of our mashayikh and see to what length, till their last breath, they want to be totally according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that sadqa of our shaykh and our mashayikh, Allah give us an iota of this reality. Then Hazrat says, now when you come in front of the Mubarak, forget that, right at the in front of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from far, when you're just entering Madinah to Munawwara, tajalli jo hai sabz gumbad pe hardam, usse rush shamse kamar dekhte hain. That all the time, you think of the beautiful green dome under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. That dome became so honorable because the greatest personality, the beloved of Allah, is resting on there. Under that, even the sun and the moon, they envy. That what tajalli, what special noor of Allah, and what rahmat of Allah is descending. The sun and the moon, they get their light from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's splendor. So we should realize, if we also want noor in our life, there can be no way, but either, there's only the way out is to come onto the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the whole ummah is crying, that outwardly, no, we have to compromise our lifestyle for political reasons, etc. No, but no compromise. Only on the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only Allah Ta'ala's madad comes. Allah says clearly in Surah Muhammad, in tansurullah yansurkum. If you help, Allah doesn't need our help. Allah says if you want to draw the help of Allah, then become the true slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And see how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum, Whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam decided, it might didn't seem that it didn't appeal to them. Like when Sulh Hudaybiyah took place, and where the peace treaty was signed, even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so grieved that, oh, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are not we on truth and they are on falsehood, but we are agreeing to what they are asking us to do. Are we not, if we go and give our lives to Allah, don't we go Jannat? And if we kill them, don't they go to Jahannam? So we should just enter. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Umar, I am the Nabi of Allah. I will never go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah's help will be all the time with me. And same thing Hazrat Abu Bakr now told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu realized that this is Shaitan's whisper. He begged Allah ta'ala. And then he gave soul out sadqa. He freed slaves every day. He kept roza. That how could I even think like this? And asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we see, when the Sahaba realized who is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then when Allah showed the reality, not even 2 years down the line, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum entered Makkatul Mukarrama, hardly bloodshed took place, and so many of those enemies, at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah, they didn't have Iman. Today we take their names with great, great honor. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu, Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Allah ta'ala's system is, you come and real, Allahu Akbar. And so beautifully Mufassirin have explained that the real, what is real, conquering any country is not to run the country, is to conquer the hearts of the people. When the love of Islam comes in their heart, and the Islam will automatically spread. And that is what we need. That we love that life so that people see us and they realize that this is the only way to follow. So Hazrat says, when you realize this, then tajalli jo hai sab gumbad par har dam usse rash ke shams ko kamar dekhte hain. Madina ka geography dekhkar hum ajab kal hal kalb wa jigar dekhte hain. Now Hazrat says, when you in Madina to Munawwara, don't look at the outward picture of today. Just think of the geography in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those alleys and gullies and those simple homes. He says, when a person really realizes this and thinks of this, then you'll see your heart and your whole body will have a different feeling. You'll be totally shocked at how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, how they loved and how Islam spread throughout the world. How they captured the hearts of the kings of the world. And Hazrat says, then you see, tasawwur mein aata hai jab sabz gumbad, to iman ko garam tar dekhta hai. From wherever now, you just ponder of the green, beautiful dome, and you realize who's resting under there, you'll see your iman is just becoming hotter and hotter. In other words, you just realize to make tawbah, that, oh Allah, how could I go askance from any other way besides the life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah brings you right at the doorstep of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what adab, respect, and a person is happy, but you are worried and you are shaking. But a person who has made effort on his iman in the company of our pious servants, and this only comes with sohbat. With Sahaba radiallahu anhu, their iman reached that level with the sohbat and the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then when they went out into the world, then wherever they went, iman spread. Bafarte muhabbat bashoke nazar hum Madina ki dar wa diwar dekhte hain. Now Hazrat says, now when you just enter Madina to Munawwara, what extreme joy, that ecstasy of love, and that great eagerness that we see the beautiful Mubarak Sati of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his true loyal companions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now you're not looking at this artificial fancy hotel, you're looking at the beautiful homes, the simple homes that were in that time, and all those beautiful the walls, etc. And what you are seeing now, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Farooq-e-Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Usman-e-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali Haider radiallahu ta'ala, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hain. Now we're not looking at this artificial beauty, the artificial buildings of today, which is nothing but وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. It's just a box of deception. Reality was there where the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who could be the most pious than the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. 1 minute they came in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with an open heart and accepted Iman and loved according to the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the awliya after that can never reach the footstep of the lowest ranking Sahaba, Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Hazrat says, now we're just picturing those homes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu, Hazrat Farooq, Hazrat Usman radiallahu, and Hazrat Ali Haider radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then when you come right at the, you see people who think that they got some position in this world, so roze pe salatin hazir hoti hain. So Pindar is there, you are zabar dekhte hain. You can be the ruler of any country, but when you come at the footstep of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you want to pass your salam, Hazrat says they forget all their position. They realize where the kings of both the world is resting here. Where am I even worth to be in his presence? And you see whoever will come there, that you just see tears flowing from their eyes. And you realize, they realize all the position of this world is absolutely nothing till we don't become the true slaves of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And beautifully Hazrat teaches us then, jo jali pe salli ala sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka kar rahe hai, ye akhtar unhe chashme tar dekhte hain. That whoever can come there, you can be the hard-hearted person, but you come at the footstep of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you pass your salam, he says, we just saw people, their eyes are just rolling with tears. And they realize, how could we turn to any other lifestyle besides the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq through the barakat of our Shaykh to come true obedient slaves of Nabi sallallahu
alaihi wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. From the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin of Mullah Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. We begin with Ruh number 20, Nikah and Progeny. Islam lays stress on marriage. The actual order, if there are no impediments or no experiences, is for man to get married. Hazrat Ibn Abi Najih radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man who has no wife is the most dependent. People ask, even if he has much wealth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if he has much wealth. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, the woman who has no husband is most dependent. People said, even if she has much wealth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if she has much wealth. The object of wealth is to attain peace and comfort. These states of tranquility are not attainable by unmarried people. Furthermore, there are great worldly as well as spiritual advantages in nikah. In this regard, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O assembly of youth, whoever among you has the ability to discharge the responsibilities of a family life, that is to fulfill the rights of the wife, should get married, because nikah guards the eyes and prevents from immorality, that is from fornication. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry women, for they will bring for you wealth. If both the husband and wife are intelligent, there will be barakat in the house, there will be barakat in the income of the husband. The husband will endeavor to earn more because of his added responsibility, while the intelligent wife will not squander the wealth, but will economize and conduct the house budget in a way in which the husband is not able to do so. This family will, as a result of this attitude of marriage partners, become prosperous and will have comfort and peace. And this is the purpose of wealth. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best woman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the woman whose husband becomes happy when he looks at her, who obeys his orders, who does not oppose her husband, whether either in her person or her wealth. Thus, obedience and service to the husband elevate the wife to a noble status. In the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a woman is the best. It is an act of great tawab and much significance for a woman to tend to the affairs of her home. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted women to do their housework themselves. Once Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a servant to assist her in the housework. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha did all her housework herself. In order to answer her request, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Fatima, fear Allah, fulfill the compulsory duties, that is the faraid, of your Rabb, and do the work of your housework. Which woman can consider herself to be superior than Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha? But the queen of the womankind, the leader of the women of Jannah, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha did all her housework herself. This hadith clearly establishes the significance of women doing their own housework. Hazrat Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry such women who are loving and produce children, that is in abundance, because on the day of Qiyamah, I will vie with other ummahs and be proud of your numbers. The numerical superiority of the ummah will be a source of great pleasure for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Abundance of children is thus a great ni'mat and has many advantages both in the worldly life and in the akhirah. After the parents' death, obedient children and continuously engaging dua and acts of thawab on behalf of their deceased parents. Children who have received a thorough dini upbringing and Islamic guidance will perpetuate piety and virtue in future generations. Children who died in infancy will be a great aid for their parents in the akhirah. Through the intercession of such children, the parents will obtain forgiveness and be saved from the calamities of the punishment of Jahannam. Pious children who have attained adulthood, too, will be intercessors on behalf of their parents in the akhirah. The greatest benefit in abundance of progeny is the increase of numbers and strength of the ummah in this world and in the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the akhirah.